It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans will vote this fall on whether to start taxing vaping products and to raise existing taxes on cigarettes. The legislature passed the referendum this spring, and Governor Jared Polis signed it into law Wednesday.
It's time that Colorado no longer be the top state for teen vaping. It's time that we help make sure that less kids get hooked on nicotine, a habit that is hard to kick and often stays with them for life.
Colorado voters rejected a tobacco tax increase 4 years ago. A damaged monument in Colorado is straining the relationship between the Trump administration and Turkey. CPR's Megan Verlee explains.
The Armenian Genocide Memorial at the state capitol was spray-painted during protests against racism and police violence. Earlier this week, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany used it as an example of misdirected protests.
There seems to be a lack of understanding and historical knowledge when the Armenian Genocide Memorial, remembering victims of all crimes against humanity, including slavery, is vandalized.
Turkey does not recognize the killing and displacement of 1.5 million Armenians in the early 20th century as genocide. And presidential administrations, both Republican and Democratic, have avoided any use of the term in order not to cause a diplomatic incident. The New York Times reports the Turkish embassy said they believe McEnany had a, quote, unfortunate slip of the tongue, but also said these expressions cannot be accepted. On Tuesday, Colorado signed a law requiring high school students here learn about the Armenian genocide, along with the Holocaust. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The Crested Butte Wildflower Festival has canceled all in-person events because of rising cases of coronavirus. KBUT's Christopher Biddle has more.
The popular annual event, which has earned Crested Butte the title of Colorado's Wildflower Capital, was set to begin on Friday. Instead, the festival's board of directors canceled all in-person events after a slight rise in cases of COVID-19 locally and a surge in cases nationwide. In a letter from the organizers, they said they, quote, could no longer ensure a risk-free festival experience for our participants and event leaders. They'll issue refunds for those who bought tickets for tours and classes. They'll still host virtual events and say they're already looking ahead to 2021. For CPR News, I'm Christopher Biddle.